was that? It's on the screen. What song was it? Oops, I did it again. Who sings it? Britney Spears. Any Britney fans up in here? Okay, I see you, Muna. I think you're the only one, love, but all right. Some people are like, what is going on in Grace Church? Britney Spears. Now, when I was growing up, Britney Spears, about 25 years ago, she was the girl. Who said amen? I know. Sinead. I'll talk to you later. She was the girl. And there was a battle between Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. Come on, all the girly pumps, yes. And who won?
Britney,
thank you. Really, she did. Did she win in life? I don't know. But in that moment, she won. She had many hits. Free Britney. Free, she's free now. Conservatorship. But in Cork, years ago, when Britney and Christina Aguilera were very popular, there was people in Cork City naming their children after Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. Would you believe it?
Yes, I would.
I would. Welcome to Cork City. It's the reality of it. But the title of today's talks, Oops, I Did It Again, is linked to last week. And was anyone here last week in the House of God? Look at you. Come on, all the faithful people. Well done. Last week we looked at Romans chapter 6 and the Apostle Paul talking about that sin has no longer power over our lives. That because of what Jesus has done on the cross, our debt is paid. The title of the sermon was, It's Already Paid. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. And we looked at last week, if you weren't there, let me do a recap, four different ways that we react to our sin. Because we know what sin is, we know how it affects our lives, but to have the awareness of I react to my sin in different ways. The first one that we looked at was I'll do more good. So I've sinned in this area and I'll do more good. And we talked about this beautiful song that we used to sing, and in the bridge it said, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. If you think you can outwork your sin, you're theologically wrong. You have no clue the debt that Jesus paid for you on the cross. And we'll never know. We'll never have a clue about that. So if you think, I'll just outwork my sin, you don't have to do that. The free gift of salvation, Jesus has paid for your sin. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we got the second service rowdy. This is great. The second point we looked at last week in reacting to our sin was, I just won't think about it. This is me. I won't think about it. I don't want to address it. And then what happens is we can be blind to the things of God because we're not addressing what we need to address. And the third one we looked at in reacting to sin was going all in on sin. And I had the deck of cards and the poker chips. Do people remember it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, in the first service I heard during the week, people were walking home singing Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, over it. Do we know that song?
Yeah.
You better know when to hold him, know when to fold him, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be plenty for both for counting. Thank you, all the people who supported me in my a cappella. The rest of you, I'm just taking you don't know the song, isn't that right? Because you're holy. Why would you sing a song about gambling at church? Oopsies. But it was all about being all in on your sin. And that life can hand us certain cards and that we didn't ask for. And sometimes we can fall into patterns with our sin of, I've sinned anyway, I'll keep going. I'm in debt anyway, I'll keep going. The relationship is broken, I'll just keep going and see what happens. And we don't have to do that. We can step away, we can get up from that game, playing that game of sin, and receive fully in Christ the free gift of salvation.
Amen.
And we looked at the fourth way to react to our sin, and that's, you know what it is, we go to God. We ask for forgiveness. We don't have to react and play games. So that's the context of last week. But this week, we are looking at Romans 6, and this is a continuation on the theme. Will we pray?
Yes.
Okay, we're in the house of God. This is the house of prayer. We're going to pray. So will you stand wherever you're at, because we want to respect the Lord, yeah? And if you want to raise a hand to heaven, that's what we do here in Grace. If you want to receive a gift, you have to put out your hands. You can't receive if your hands aren't open. So Heavenly Father, we acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge your goodness in our lives. Lord, we come to you grateful today that your mercies are new every morning.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Lord, that your precious blood has washed us as white as snow. We don't have to come in and be afraid of judgment or shame or guilt. We know, Lord, that in your eyes, when we ask for forgiveness, it's done. It's paid for. We thank you for what you've done on the cross. And I pray, Lord, for us here today, as the body of Christ, as your people, that the things that we have been praying over and questioning, the worries on our mind, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would whisper directly into our situations today. Your people are listening, God. We don't want to just hear a word. We want a word that's going to change our week and change our lives. I pray, Lord, that even as we're here right now and praying, that your healing would already begin. You're in this place. We give you complete freedom to do whatever you want to do. We're not putting up barriers or boundaries. We're saying, have your way, Jesus. So we honor you, Lord. We know that you're going to speak to us. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, bless this time. And the people of God said,
amen. Amen.
Give it up for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So Romans 7, continuation of last week. And if you were to summarize these few verses, it's going to be struggling with sin. Struggling with sin. And the Lord is speaking in our church about this topic at the moment. Tribe Youth Church has been covering this for the last few weeks. They're covering it again today in Romans 8. Zosha was speaking about it in our waking service. God is talking to us about this topic. So we're going to read from Romans 7. Lord bless your word. Here's what it says. This is Paul, the Apostle Paul. I don't really understand myself. Neither do I. Do you?
No.
I don't really understand myself. For I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know that what I am doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So I am not the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. And I know that nothing good lives in me. That is in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart. Anyone else? Okay. But there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, someone touching something in the back. We go here. Here's what he says. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God, the answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, second service, you're with me this morning. This is fab. So when I was praying over this word and praying during the week, obviously the topic of sin last week isn't the one that you're going, yes, I can't wait to preach that as a pastor. And people are going to love talking about their sin. Which I know that. But it's something that happens to all of us, isn't it?
Yes.
We have all fallen short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. And I shared last week as well that some people, when you meet them, their sin is really obvious. You know what it is by looking at them. But most people, it's private. You don't see people's jealousy in their heart. Or greed. Or pride. Or hypocrisy. Some of those are more hidden. But it's not your place to judge people's sin. It's God's. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Your job and my job is to love people. Simple as that. The way that God loves you, the way that he's forgiven you, the way that he doesn't judge you. That's how we're to look at each other. So when I was praying to God about this topic, and he showed me the continuation for this week, he gave me some insights that I hadn't considered before. There's stuff that God is speaking directly in my life on too. And I believe that there's lies that the enemy is planting in our minds. And I believe God wants to break those lies in our minds today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So here's the first part that I want to look at in this. It's the illusion of trying harder. Just try harder. Do more. Do better. The Western world is great at this. Capitalism is great at this. Do more and you'll get more. But we know what the Bible says, that the ways of the world are not the ways of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen, thank you. They're not. And we see it with Paul. Paul, the Apostle Paul, through the power of the Holy Spirit, wrote most of the New Testament. He is the man of God. And he says this, if you go to the yellow, I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. This man of God is struggling with his sin. It doesn't matter how holy you are or how holy someone looks. Everyone is struggling with a sin. Let me say this and be very, very clear. If you are a Christian here today, which I imagine most of us are in the room, and you don't think you're struggling with sin, I would argue with you that you're not close to God. Because if you're close to God, you are aware of your sin. And you're even more aware of his grace. If you're not aware of your sin, and it can be a hidden one, it can be a public one, it mightn't be a major thing that's ruining your life, but sin affects us all. And we see this Apostle Paul, and he's, I want to do good. Do you want to do good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
And he says, I know what is right. Do you know what is right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And his conclusion is this, I still fail. And I'm the same, I still fail. There's some of us, and we're years following God. You can be decades following God. And you keep hitting the same walls with your sin. It's like, I'm going to try harder and do this. And if I just pray, or if I just get my way through the Bible, or if I just stop doing this, that's going to break it. But you and I know it doesn't work that way. We inevitably reach our breaking point, don't we? Okay. I need someone who's very strong to come up on stage and lift weights. Preferably who's a woman. Do we have any strong women in the building?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, ladies. If you're strong and you want to volunteer, make your way up to the stage. Let's see what you got. Who we got? Oh, come on, Mona. Come on, girl. Welcome to Life Church. Come on, my love. Come up on the stage. No.
Oh, Jesus, if I embarrass myself.
You're not going to. Are we for her?
Yeah.
She's going to do a good job. Okay. Behind you, Mona, are two weights, my love. Yeah. This is £5. It's like a little baby, that's all. And this is £5. Go to face the audience, yeah? And here's what I want Mona to do. You're going to do lateral raises.
Okay.
Now, for those who don't know, very good for your shoulders. Anyone have nice shoulders?
Me.
Okay. Some people have frozen shoulders. But what I want you to do, my love, is as many of these, as you see what the man is doing?
Oh, Jesus.
As many of them as you can. Are we for her?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to count with you. Go on, Mona. How many can you do? One, two, three,
four.
Oh, sorry.
You can do what you want. Don't listen to Pam.
Seven,
eight, nine, 10, 11. It's late work. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Yeah, 19.
Oh. 19, 22, 20, she lay in the house of the Lord, I know, 23, 24, 25. Go on, Luna. 26. 27. 28. 29. Go on, give it up first. 31. 32. 33. 34. 35. 36. Keep the form. 37. 38. 39. 40. No, stay there now. Stay there. Two more. Yeah, girl. Come on, where's your F first? No, show me your F first. 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46. Now you try harder. 47, 48, 49, 50. Try harder. Now, you need to watch your form. Your form is dropping. Yeah? So you need to go again. More effort. Where's your attitude now? Come on. Come on. We're at 50. Let's go again. Come on. 51. 52. 53. 54. 55. 56. 57. The sweat, lads. 58. 59. 60. Give it up for Luna. Thanks, my love. Great job.
Great job. I even
shot myself. Look at them. They'd be going, they're very controlling in Grace Church. Very manipulative. Now, you might be going, what does the lateral raise and us counting to 50 with a girl have anything to do with 60. The Lord? Was it 60? 60. Okay, Moona, look at you, girl. You beat the first service. Let me say that. You beat the first service. Very good. Now, Moona put in loads of effort, didn't she?
Yep.
She gave it everything she had. And even when she thought she was done, she did a little more. And she did a little more. And she had your support, didn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. And the same happens with us spiritually. Sometimes when we're struggling with sin, we think it's the effort that we put in. We think it's the support that we need to get over it. And I believe here's what the Lord would say. If you're struggling with sin here today, which is me too, the issue isn't your effort, it's your power. And you're going, why is she going with this? Here's what the Lord would say. Your willpower can't break sin's power.
Amen.
It can't. Mm. Moona could not give any more to that. That's all she had. And in our lives, when it comes to the power of sin over our life, we can be disciplined, we can be have the best effort, we can have great support, but your willpower will not break sin's power over your life. The only thing that broke the power of sin was Jesus dying on the cross and raising from the dead, that he rose again. That's the only thing. For some people here, you're so frustrated with your sin and with yourself, and the lie that the enemy has put in your head is it's all down to you. It's not. It's down to God. It's already paid. It's finished. You need to rely on the Holy Spirit and not your willpower. Your 5 a.m. routine and your gratitude journal and doing better is not going to break the power of sin in your life. It is Jesus. That's what will break the power of sin in your life. And for some people, you might be going, that's obvious. But there's times where I've come to church over my lifetime, over the years. And when you're in the pits of struggling with a sin and you're trying to make your way out, that's what you need to hear. I need to hear, it's not all on me. In fact, it's not on me at all. I need to surrender to the Lord. I need to give it to God and use the power that has overcome the grave and has defeated death and sin fully. That's what you need to do. But sometimes we don't do that. And here's what happens to us. We reach a breaking point. And we see it with Paul. He gets to this place and he says, what a miserable person I am. When I'm struggling with my sin, I'm a miserable person. Because the war is all up here. And it can be miserable to be around people like that. You're not like that, ain't you? No. No. But you reach a breaking point. And here's what I found. God is so kind and gracious, he'll let you go around the mountain. He'll let you fail. He'll let you hit the walls. And even for us as followers of Jesus for decades, sometimes we think it's down to us. And it's never down to us. Jesus is at the center of everything. He's the one in control. And we get to this point of breaking. And when you're at breaking point and there's people in the room and you're at breaking point, you're done. You're frustrated. You're going, I don't know what to do. And that's a beautiful place to be, and I'll tell you why. Because when you're at breaking point and you humble yourself, you experience amazing grace.
Amen. All right. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. That's how so many people come to Jesus. You're at breaking point and you experience the beauty of his amazing grace. We don't deserve it. We cannot earn it. That is the gift of salvation. And here's the beauty of it all. When you run out, grace runs in. When you run out of road, when you run out of bandwidth, when you run out of money, when you run out of people, when you run out of your mind, the answer, we read, and Paul said it. Thank God the answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. That's always the answer. For some people here today, God just wants to remind you. You're so caught up in the problems. You're so caught up in the sin. Look up. The answer is Jesus. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. And here's the last point in all of this. The struggle is real. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Struggle is real, lads. When it comes to sin, we all struggle with it. Different ways. The sin that affects me might not affect you, praise God, but we all struggle. We all struggle. And in Romans 7, you're seeing Paul, this man of God, being so honest, brutally vulnerable. But he goes on to talk about how we can win over sin. Do you want to know how to win over sin? Okay, two people. Let me try that again. Do you want to know how to win over sin?
Yep.
I'm going to give you the secret. Let's have a look at it. It's Galatians 5, 16 to 25. And here's what I want you to pay attention to. We talk about in church all the time the fruits of the Spirit, don't we?
Yep.
Love and joy and peace and patience, you know them. But watch what Paul says, the order before he gets to the fruits of the Spirit. Watch this. So he goes to say, living by the Spirit's power. That's the title of the verses we're reading. He says this. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Amen?
Amen.
Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These two forces are constantly fighting each other. That's why your head is that way. That's why you feel the spiritual war inside of you. It's constant. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. And here's what Paul says. When sin is in control, this is what will happen in your life. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension or conflict. division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
We don't pick and choose what we like in the Bible. We don't tip X out the parts that are hard. That is what the Word of God says.
Amen.
So we love the fruits of the Spirit, which we're going to read in a second. But if you engage in sin more than you engage in the Spirit, there's your list. Pick and choose what you want. But the bottom line is, you won't inherit the kingdom of God. It's as plain as day. But you get to choose. It's your choice. You have free will. Hallelujah. But you are informed. As a church, we have to teach you, if you don't already know, this is what the Word of God says. And if I engage in those sinful acts, you can really summarize it as this. It's sexual brokenness, it's relational chaos, and it's internal disorder. If you were to sum up all that list, and you could look at your life, or families, or different people around you, and when you see people walking with God, it's not that they don't sin, but a lot of that list is not in their life. You know a huge one at the moment? Division. I'm seeing it all the time. Division. And you let the enemy get a foothold on one, and then it has a ripple effect, doesn't it? But here's what Paul says. Straight after this, he said, here's the effects of sin, but hallelujah, this is what happens when God is in control. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Read it with me. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness,
goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Hallelujah. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passion and desires of their sinful nature to his cross, hallelujah, and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Every part. We give our lives to Jesus, but we'll find ourselves at some point going, you can't have that part. I'm not giving you that issue, the past, that person. You can have it all, Jesus, but I don't want to give you this. I don't want to give you this. But if we allow the Spirit to lead in all the areas of our life, you'll find that the places that we think are barren and dead, God brings to life. Only by the power of his Holy Spirit. There's people here and there's places in your life and it looks dead, and the Lord would say to you, he can make dry bones come to life.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit can breathe on things. It's not your power, it's God's. And the Christian life is not about trying harder, it's about staying connected.
Yes.
You don't need to try harder. Now, if you're going, I'm not reading my Bible, I'm not trying to overcome this sin, if you have no ambition in that, you might need to try a little harder, yeah, or something. But for most of us, it's not that. It's we're leaning on our own willpower. And as we read, your willpower can't break sin's power. You need God.
Man.
You need God. I don't know about you, but I need Jesus. And I don't know about you. There's some sin in my life then I need to hand over to the Lord. And I'm not going to ask the worship team to come up. But if you're like me and you're saying, God, I need your forgiveness because I've been leaning on my own power and I need your power over this area in my life, I want you to come up and kneel with me up here. That's you, come on up. And we'll kneel before the Lord. We don't need music to make the moment holy. This moment is holy already. Yeah? The Bible says, God says, if my people will humble themselves. It says in James 4, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble.
Hallelujah.
Don't be proud. Don't be proud. And for everyone else, why don't you stand where you're at? Let's pray with our brothers and sisters. But I encourage you, get right with God. Get right with God. Hallelujah. Amen. for those up the front. Let's lift our hands to heaven. And whatever it is, where we know we're sinning, where we know we're struggling, we're going to hand that over to the Lord. So Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can always come back to you. We thank you for your forgiveness, and we do not take it for granted. I pray, Lord, for the hands raised here up at the front and their hearts, where they're humble enough to come to the Lord, that you would see their hearts right now, God. I pray in every one of their hands, whatever the issue is, whatever the sin is, whatever area of the life that they need to hand it over, God, I pray that they give it to you right now. And we give it to you at the foot of the cross, humbly as we kneel, and we leave it with you, Jesus. We're not taking it back. I pray, Lord, that we would not lean on our own power. Every day, every hour, every minute, Jesus, we need you. We never want to be ignorant that we know what we're doing. We fully want to commit and submit to your will and your ways in our life. So I pray, God, that you would forgive us our sins. I pray, Lord, that we would know that it is finished, it's paid, we don't have to do anything to earn it, and that we would fully lean on the power of your Holy Spirit. And the people of God said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give them a round of applause. We're going to ask the worship team to come up. While the worship team are coming up, can I ask everyone to close their eyes in this place? And we're going to pray. The Holy Spirit is here. It's not a song or a chord. God is here anyway. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So close your eyes wherever you're at and bow your heads. There's people in the room here today, and we're talking about God's grace and forgiveness, and you know in your heart you are not right with God. But you also know you want to get right with God. And maybe it's the first time, or maybe you've drifted and you're going, I just need to get right with God again. With all eyes closed, give people privacy. If that is you and you're going, I want to get right with God, do you want to slip a hand up as a sign and a prayer? Okay, I see your hands. 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 You can put it back down. It's about 10 people have put up their hands. We are going to pray with them the prayer of salvation. Are you with me?
Yes.
Repeat after me, church. Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
I thank you
for
dying on the cross for me.
Forgive me my sins.
Wash me clean.
You are my Savior.
You are my leader.
I don't want to do
this life alone.
Jesus be the center.
I want to follow you
all the days of my life.
In Jesus' name.
And the people of God said,
Amen.
Amen. Give them a round of applause. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have prayed that prayer, can I encourage you, go down after the service to our Connect desk. We have a Gospel of Mark and a free devotion. That is your next step. It's going to show you how to connect with God throughout your week. Jesus is not just for Sunday. Amen. Amen. Let's pray over your week. Do you want God to bless your week?
Yeah.
Let's raise hands to heaven. Let's receive his blessing before we go. Heavenly Father, I pray over every single person in this room that you would bless them abundantly in the week ahead. I pray that you would protect their home and their heads and their hearts. I pray that wherever they put their foot, Lord, that you would be there, that they would be a blessing to the people around them this week. Let them be your hands and feet, Jesus. I pray that your angels would protect them wherever they go. Give them your favor, Lord. Show them your kindness. Let there be miracles in this room this week, Heavenly Father. See the hands of your people raised up, God. Give us your blessing as we go. And I pray, Lord, until we meet again, keep us safe in the precious and the holy name of Jesus Christ. And the people of God said,
Amen.
Amen.